Shalom to all. Today's Avzim Shalom Shabbos Daf Kuf Beis, and we are starting Kuf Alef Amud Beis on the bottom with Halacha Hey and Vilnsur Daf. It's on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph all the way on the bottom. And today's Avzim sponsor Lilu Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Biyakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And we can discuss in Kalim on Shabbos in regards to Muktzah. Call Kalim and Tolan B'Shabbos. All Kalim that are allowed to be carried and moved on Shabbos Shivrei Ani Tolan. Their broken pieces are allowed to be carried and moved as well. That's if it broke on Shabbos. The broken pieces are not Muktzah. Ubal Vad as long as Shu Oisin Me'in Malacha. As long as these broken pieces could be used for some sort of Malacha. For example, Shivrei Reva L'chas Ben Piachaves, broken pieces of an areva, which is like a large bowl or trough, if they could be used to cover the mouth of a barrel, so then they could be moved on Shabbos. And Michelle Schuches, pieces from broken glass kalim, l'chas ben piapach, if they could be used to cover like a small flask, they're not mukta. However, Yudaimer, he argues and says, Ovachu oisin me'ein malachton, they have to be able to be used for something that's like the malacha they originally were used for. For example, Sheva areva, broken pieces of this large trough or bowl, lozak l'soich and mikpa, they have to be large enough to be able to put like a thick porridge type of dish in it, meaning not to cover something, because that's not what the areva used for. We have to be able to place something inside of it because that's like the areva. And Michelle Schuch has glass kalim, lotzik b'seich and shemen to be able to pour oil into them because that's what the glass kli itself was used for. On the Gemara Kuf Beis Amud Aleph on top, we ask a question. Taman Tanin over there, we learned in a Mishnah. This is earlier in the 8th Perek. Zechuches, how much glass is a person chai for carrying out to the Rishus Rabim? Ligrid bo Rosh HaKarkad, enough to sharpen the tip of the karkad. This is some sort of weaving implement that had a sharp tip. And as long as this piece of glass is large enough that it can sharpen this tip of the karkad, one would be chai for carrying it out on Shabbos. Over here, you say this. Aramish has said that the glass has to be large enough to cover something with, which is much larger than sharpening the tip of the karkad. What's going on? So Rav Acha quotes from Yasha, who says, "B'shem Rabbanan deKesari kan be'ave kan be'chado." Over here, we're talking about thick. Over there, we're talking about sharp. Here, we're talking about a very thick piece of glass that's not able to be used to sharpen anything. So therefore, it has to be large enough to cover a flask with. But over there, we're talking about a sharp piece of glass. So as long as it's large enough that it could sharpen the rosh karkad, one would be chayv for it. Now, Isbay Meimer, someone answered the difference is kan metaltal kan b'maitzi. One is talking about carrying it. Our mishnah is referring to carrying it around the house, and therefore it has to have a shame kli that's usable. However, there it's referring to the chiyuv of carrying out to the rishus rabim, so it's actually a much smaller shear. Moving on to lachavav, continue to discuss mukta and kalim. Ha'evin shibikiruya. There's a stone inside a hollowed out gourd. Back in the day, they would take gourd, hollow it out. Now is a very useful kli for drawing water, but since it was very light, they would put a stone in it or tie the stone to it in order to make it a little bit heavy, so that it sinks into the water to make it easier to draw. So we have a stone attached to this hollowed out gourd. If you're able to fill this up with water and it's not going to fall out because it's tied to it, so you're allowed to use it on Shabbos, and we're explaining more why that is. But if not, if when you try to fill it up, the stone's going to fall out, and you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. Similarly, a branch of a vine which is tied to a flask of sorts is also allowed to be used to fill up with on Shabbos. And the upcoming Gemara is going to be discussing the concept of basis, which literally means a base. It actually sounds the same, basis or base. And we know that even if we have something that's technically permitted on Shabbos, if there's something mukta inside, that makes it a basis ledavar ha'asr. It's a base for something that's asr, and you're not allowed to move it. Now, if it's a basis ledavar asr umutr, there's both mukta and non-mukta things inside, it's possible that it's not going to be mukta. So Gemara tells us, Anan Taninan, over there we learn in Mishnah, this is later on in the 21st parak, ha'evin b'saicha, if there's a kalkala, a basket with a stone inside, it's allowed to be moved. It doesn't need to be Rebbe, a b'raisa telling me, smash Rebbe, v'ha'eichlin v'ha'evin b'saicha, it has to be that there's food and a stone inside, and that means that we look at the food and not the stone, therefore it's not a basis ledavar asr. Now Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zafi says b'shem Ravo that Ispag and Rabbi Bar Yosef Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Bar Yosef and Rabbi Yechanan argue about that case. Rabbi Bar Yosef holds that the stone in the basket does not make it a basis, whereas Rabbi Yechanan says it does. And now we say that Rabbi Bar Yosef kamas nisa. It seems to be that Rabbi Bar Yosef is like our Mishnah, that if we have a stone inside the kiruya, this hollowed out gourd, there's no problem. Whereas Rabbi Yechanan kada tani bei Rabbi, it seems that Rabbi Yechanan would be like the brass that was taught by Smash of Rabbi, not like our Mishnah. So the question is, masnisa plague Rabbi Yechanan, the ratio of our Mishnah seems to be not like Rabbi Yechanan. What do we say in the ratio? Ha'evin should be kiruya, this stone that's inside the hollowed out gourd, imamalin bavein nefeles, if we're able to fill water up into it and the stone's not going to fall out, mimalin bas, and you're allowed to use it on Shabbos, and that clearly seems not to be like Rabbi Yechanan. And the answer is that no. Kimin shi afitzala, since in our Mishnah, the stone was tied to the hollowed out gourd, kigufahi, it's like the actual gourd itself, it's buttled to the gourd, and therefore it doesn't make it a basis davar asr, as opposed to that Mishnah, when we're talking about the stone in the basket, it's not tied to it, therefore the basket's considered a basis to the stone, and that's why it's mukta. Now, the seifa pligal Reb Chiya Bar Yosef, the seifa of our Mishnah seems to be not like Reb Chiya Bar Yosef, because what did we say? Vimlav, in Mimalin Ba. If the stone is not tied to it, you can't fill it up. Reb Chiya Bar Yosef had said on that Mishnah over there that if we just have a stone in the basket, even though it's not tied to it, it's not mukta. So our review then he answers, Kimachi Hasuya Lahachbid, since in our Mishnah, when it's not tied to it, the only reason why the stone is there is to make it heavier so that it sinks quicker into the water, making it easier to fill up. Nasaka Metalta Kuruya Al Gavo Evan. It's as if he's moving this hollowed out gourd because because of the stone. In other words, it's a basis to the stone. The main thing over here is the even that's making it heavier. And that's when the stone is not tied to it, even Rabbi Yosef agrees that it's not allowed to be used. Now the question is, what about the Reisha of the Mishnah? Ma'av l'Rabbi Yechonon, what does Rabbi Yechonon do with it? It's not just a question of Rabbi Yechonon, it's even Rabbi Yosef. Based off what we just said, that the whole reason why the stone is here is to make the gourd heavy so it sinks more and is able to be used easier. Why should it make a difference if the stone is tied? And the answer is, Nasa ken metalta kiruya atzma, because when it's tied to it, it's as if you're just carrying the gourd and the stone is basically considered part of the kli. Now we continue discussing, Masnisa pliga Rabbi Yechonon, it seems to be the following Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yechonon, which tells us, Neutel adam b'nai v'evan b'yadai, kalkala v'evan b'saycha, that a person is allowed to pick up his son, even though his son is holding on to a stone, and he's allowed to pick up a basket, even though there's a stone inside. And v'tani d'bei Rabbi, a brass was telling b'smash of Rabbi, ha'evan v'ha'echlin b'saycha, they were talking about where there's a stone and food inside the basket, and that's why you'd be allowed to carry the basket, because the main thing here is the food, and the stone doesn't answer everything. But what about the kid? The kid's holding on to the stone, and when the father's carrying the kid, it's like the father's carrying the stone. Why would that be permitted? So Rav Kain says, b'shem Rabban de Taman, tinoik asu asei ka'echlin, the kid is like food. The same way that when there's food in a basket with a stone, the main thing is the food over here, not the stone, and that's why the basket could be carried. It's the same thing. A child's holding onto a stone, the child's like food, and it's not usher to carry the child just because he's holding onto a stone. Now, Taman Amrin over there, they say a different answer. Asu even biyada tinoik, kikameya moche biyada tinoik. A stone in the hand of the child is like an expert amulet, a kameya in the hand of a child. In the same way that the amulet's allowed to be carried because it calms him down, it's for his good luck, it's good for him, whatever kameyas were used for. It's the same thing with the stone. The stone is something the child's playing with. If you take it away, he's going to scream, kick, and shout, and throw a tantrum. And so, therefore, it's just like a toy for him. That's why the father's allowed to carry him, even though he's holding on to the stone. Now, the Mishnah tells us, Reb Lezer says, Pekaka chaloin, the plug or the shutter of the window. Now, it's important to note that we don't really have this nowadays. Our windows are pretty great. We have a hole in the wall, there's a nice frame set into it with either sliding windows or a window with a handle that opens and closes. Their windows were not like that back in the day. It was just a hole in the wall, allowing wind and mosquitoes and birds and who knows what to come inside. And when you wanted to close it up, you simply took a board of wood and stuffed it in that hole as a shutter. And that's what this pekaka chaloin is. So bizmanchu kosher v'toloi, if it's tied to the wall and hanging, meaning it's not resting on the ground, pikin bai could be used to close the window because it's like its own cleave, imlav. But if not, ain't pikin bai, one is not allowed to use it to close the window because it looks like maisif al binyan. It's like he's adding on to his house, and that's usur. V'chamar v'chamim say that benkach v'benkach pikin bai, either which way he could use it. And that's going to be clear from the Gemara that even according to the chamim, it does have to be tied to the wall, it just doesn't have to be toloi, it doesn't have to be hanging as well. Now, another discussion, kol kisuya hakelim shiashlan beis achiza nitalan b'shabes. Any cover of a kli that has a beis achiza, has a handle, that's allowed to be moved and carried on Shabbos because it's considered a kli in its own right. For example, a pot cover. A pot cover usually has a handle, and therefore it's allowed to be moved on Shabbos because, again, it's considered like a kli by itself. However, kopez on the top, Amar Bias says, when was it said, b'kisuya karkais, with a cover of something that's on the ground. Let's say you have a bar in the ground, and you have a special cover for it, so then it has to have a handle in order to be able to use it, because then it's obvious that you're using it to cover the bar, and if not, it looks like bina, like building. Aval b'kisuya kalim, but when we're dealing with a cover of a kli, ben kach u'ben kach nitalan b'shabbos, whether it has a handle, or even if it doesn't have one, it's allowed to be moved on Shabbos. Now, I think we're going to quote something that we had brought previously, ezu negar nigrar, what's as negar hanigrar? This is a discussion regarding a negar, this door bolt, which is put into the threshold, it keeps the door closed, and there's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda l'chamim, whether negar hanigrar is allowed to be used on Shabbos. According to Chamim, no, according to Rabbi Yehuda, yes, but again, we have to define what a negar hanigrar is. Amar Rabbi Yochanan answers, kosher afal pisha eino taloi, if it's tied and connected to the door, even if it's not hanging and it's resting on the ground, that's what a negar hanigrar is, and that's where the machlokes is. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Mashachni chilfai, chilfai dragged me, Barani, and he showed me, negar mishal beis Rebbe, the negar in Rebbe's house, kosher afal pisha eino taloi, that it was tied even though it wasn't hanging. Now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says as follows, Asi yechidaya dehacha kestam de taman, the das yachid in our Mishnah is like the stam das over there. The das yachid in our Mishnah said that in order to be able to use a pekaka chaloin, it has to be kosher vitaloi. And that's like the stam das over there, meaning das hachamim, that if the neger is not kosher vitaloi, you're not allowed to use it. And yichidai de taman, kestama de hacha, the das yachid over there is like the stam over here. The das yachid over there is Rabbi Yehuda. It even is just tied, but it's resting on the floor, not hanging. It's okay. And that's like the stam das, meaning das hacham of our Mishnah, that your pekaka chaloin, all it has to do is be tied, even though it's not hanging. Rabbi Yossi bai kum Rabbi Yirmi, he asks as follows, hech avdin ovdo. Bottom line, how do we paskin? Or Melissa told him, man demar Rabbi Yechonon, from that which Rabbi Yechonon had just said, Mashachni chalfai, chalfai dragged me, varani, and he showed me, neger mishal beis Rebbe, this neger of Rebbe's house, that it was kosher, afal pishenu taloi. So the Amra that tells us, ki Rabbi Yudon avdin ovdo, that we paskin like Rabbi Yuda over there, then in the case of neger, it could be kosher, even though it's not taloi, and it's perfectly fine, because that's how it was in Rebbe's house. Now, also Rav Huna came, and he said, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, that halacha Rabbi Yuda, the halacha Rabbi Yuda, ad she'e kosher b'delas, it has to be tied to the door. Rabbi Yane says, Rav Imi Amar, Ad Shiyehe Kosher B'delwes, it has to be tied to the door, B'davar Shuyachal Amidai, with something that's able to hold it there strong. It's got to be attached with a strong rope or string and can't just be tied very loosely. However, Nigrad Rav Lazar Havakatar B'gami, the Neger, this bolt of Rav Lazar, was tied with like a thin string and it was not very strong. And so we see that he doesn't hold like this. Now continue to talk about this Neger, Nishmat Usser, if it came out, meaning the rope snapped and the Neger is not connected to it anymore, so it's Usser, you're not allowed to move it. However, Nikmaz, if it only got partially detached, Rabbi Yaakov Ra'acha says, B'shem Rabbanon, Medadeu Barash Etzba'isov, he should move it along with the tips of his fingers. This is called a not standard way of tiltal, and that way it's permitted to move. Now, just going in the last part of the Mishnah, Kol Kisu HaKelim V'chulu, and Rabbi Yossi had said in regards to Kisu HaKelim that they need to have a handle in order to be able to be moved, that's only Kisu HaKarkais, but not Kisu of regular Kelim. Now, the Gemara tells us, Abba Bar Kahana quotes of Chil Barashi, who says B'shem Rav, Halacha Rabbi Yossi, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that the cover of a standard Kli does not need to have a handle in order to be able to move it on Shabbos. Hadron Lach Parak Kol HaKelim, Mazor finishing the 17th Parak of Masechet Shabbos. Just like we were going to finish this Parak together, we should be going to finish all of Masechet Shabbos together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow beginning the 18th Parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.